بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dearest children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today is Thursday, 25th June, and the corresponding Islamic date is 4th of Dhul-Qa'dah, 1441. Continuing with our weekly series on the portrait of perfection, in which every week we are discussing the physical features, qualities, and very special characteristics of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This week, inshallah, we'll be looking at the blessed hair of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First of all, let us look at his eyelashes and eyebrows. His eyelashes have been described by the companions as being long and dense. This, as you know, is known to be a feature which makes a person more beautiful and attractive. Hind radiyallahu anhu says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had full eyebrows and they did not join in the middle. In some narrations we find that the eyebrows were thin and bow-shaped. Hind radiyallahu ta'ala anhu also says that there was a vein between his blessed eyebrows which would throb and swell when he became upset or angry. The beard of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was also dense, and according to one narration we find that hair did not grow on our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's cheeks. Moving on to the blessed hair of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had dense hair, and the hair was very beautiful. His hair was neither curly nor was it completely straight. He mostly had zulfa, which in length was normally either till his earlobes or between the ears and the shoulders, and on some occasions would be close to his shoulders. Our ulama advises that the preferred length is up to the earlobes. The color of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hair and beard was black. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to apply oil very frequently to his head and would comb his beard. To help arrange his beard, he would use water. He would also apply itr, perfume, to his beard. And for this, he would first rub perfume into the palms of his hands, and then he would rub it onto his beard. Aisha radiallahu anha says that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was overcome by grief, he would grasp hold of his beard and would hold it. She also says that whenever she would comb Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hair, she would make a middle parting. This was just a brief description of our most beautiful, most perfect, and most special Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who we all need to make our role model. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim da'iman abada ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihimi. Inshallah, until the next lesson, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.